Hello, and welcome back. Get ready because you are about to learn all the secrets to making up and breaking up with your lover. Whether you want to get your lover back or easily get out of a bad relationship or heal your broken heart, you will find the perfect spell for whatever you need right here. So let's jump right in with the spells you'll need to get your lover back. But first, a few friendly reminders. Remember the Wicca read, harm none. Make sure that your spells don't do any harm. Also, make sure that they don't interfere with another person's free will. This can be tricky to decide, especially when it comes to getting a lover back. The easy way around this dilemma is to perform the spell, but with the intention that it should only work if getting back together with your ex is the right thing for both of you. This way, you avoid the bad karma associated with performing magic against someone's will. If you are meant to be together, your spell will be effective. If you're not, then it's a sign from the universe that it's time to move on to someone better. Because there is someone better out there for you. So before you cast your spell, take a few minutes to meditate and think about the true purpose of your spell. Also, make sure that everything you do and think about is in line with your goals and purpose. This will help all your spells work faster and better. Now I'm going to share with you a collection of the best spells for returning a lost lover. Get him or her back quickly using these easy spells. The first spell is called the Myrtle Draw Spell. All you need to perform this spell is a branch of myrtle. That's it. Myrtle is the sacred plant of the love goddess Venus. When you use myrtle, you are asking for the attentions of the goddess of love in returning your lost love to you. This spell should be performed on the night of the new moon. Hold the myrtle branch in your right hand and your magic wand in your left. Close your eyes and breathe deeply, bringing the image of your lost love into your mind clearly. Now, cross your magic wand over the myrtle branch, performing an X. It should be at about eye-to-heart level. Feel the love energy flowing through your body into your magic wand and infusing the myrtle branch with your personal love vibrations. Continue to hold the branch until you feel that it has absorbed enough of your own personal love energy. Continue thinking about your lover as you do this. Now, holding the myrtle branch in both hands, say, I take this branch of myrtle tree and affix it here for all to see. Venus, Venus, I call to thee to bring my lover back to me. Don't worry about getting this immediately. You'll be able to listen again and again. Write this down, practice it, and you'll know it when the time comes. Nail the myrtle branch above your front door. Allow it to remain there until the full moon. The myrtle infused with your love energy and sacred to Venus will magically draw your lover back to you. Another easy spell to get him or her back is the Light of Venus spell. For the Light of Venus spell, you will need the following: a pink candle if your lover is a woman, and a dark red candle if your lover is a man. A needle, a regular sewing needle will do, and your altar, your broom, and your magic circle. This spell should be performed on a Friday night when the moon is waxing. The reason that love spells are done on a Friday is because Venus, the planet of love and desire, is strongest on this day. The waxing moon symbolizes the growth and blossoming of love as the moon, symbol of fertility and sexuality, gets bigger. Sweep the area with your broom first to clear away all bad energy. Set up your magic circle using a string or cord to mark the boundaries. Remember that when you create your circle, you're not just drawing a circle on the ground. You're creating a powerful magical space, bursting with energy and power. So you make your circle, it's important to concentrate on what you're doing as you make it. Take very slow steps and visualize yourself creating a literal protective bubble around you and your magical space. This is very important, and with more and more practice, you will begin to perfect the art of your own magic circle. Once you have made your circle, set up your altar with a needle and candle on it. Stick the needle through the wick of your candle. Now, light the candle and visualize your lover returning to you as you say the incantation, Light of Venus, Light of Love, burn in, insert your lover's name here, heart. So it'd be burn in, names, heart. And return his love to me. So may it be. Want another powerful way to get your ex back? Prepare yourself because this spell is extremely potent. That's why it's named after Cleopatra, the famous Egyptian princess. She lost her lover, Mark Anthony, but she got him back. He returned to her and eventually died in her arms. This is Cleopatra's magic formula for returning lost lovers. Here is what we will need. 7 squares of yellow paper with your lover's name written on each. 7 pink votive candles, oil of cypress, oil of frankincense, oil of myrrh, oil of neroli, and apricot kernel oil. Now, for some of these oils, it may be difficult to find. The oil of myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, the oil of neroli, N-E-R-O-L-I. But start looking around and set your intentions, and you will find them. To get these supplies at your local herbalist, or you can order them online, and you will be able to do this spell. To mix the oil of Cleopatra, add 4 drops of the oil of cypress, 3 drops of the oil of frankincense, 4 drops of the oil of myrrh, and 4 drops of the oil of neroli. To the apricot kernel oil. You will also need your altar, magic broom, and magic circle. This should be sounding familiar. Sweep the area with your magic broom and create your magic circle following the guidelines for creating a magic circle that we've spoken of earlier. Set your altar with the 7 candles. Anoint each candle with the Cleopatra oil. Anoint the corners of each yellow paper with the oil as well. Place 1 slip of paper under each candle. Beginning on a Friday, light and burn 1 candle each day. Any time after the 3rd candle has been lit, but before the last one has burned out, try reaching out to your lost lover. Email, call, or text, and it will be returned. Even simply powerfully thinking with thoughts, but reaching out to that person can be the test and the trick that will bring them back to you. Try this spell only if you have reason to believe that your lover misses you as well. Now that I've shown you how to get your lover back, I'd like to share some spicy spell secrets for the bedroom. If you do get a second chance with your ex, now is the time to spice things up and make sure that he or she will never leave again. So when your lover returns, brew them up some of this aphrodisiac wine. Share it during a romantic evening together and see just how hot your love can get. To brew your very own aphrodisiac wine, you will need the following. 2 teaspoons of passion fruit juice, 2 powdered juniper berries, a pinch of ground dried basil, a bottle of red wine, a fine red wine, dry wine works the best. Boil these ingredients in your cauldron or potion pot while chanting the following. Venus wine, bubble and turn, passion burn, passion burn. That one's simple, isn't it? Let the wine cool and serve it to yourself and your lover for a sizzling night you won't forget. Another proven way to add heat and passion to your relationship is by using a special love perfume. Our sense of smell is the most powerful sense, and certain fragrances are known to induce passion. Feel free to experiment a little bit to find the scents that appeal to you the most. Here are the fragrances that will arouse sexual desire. Musk, vanilla, strawberry, magnolia, and violet. Play around with these fragrances to make your very own love perfume, or if you prefer, choose just one that you like the best. Don't mix more than 3 at one time. However, your lover might not be able to handle it. Now I'd like to talk about what happens if you want to get out of a relationship that's not working. If you are in a relationship and you feel that this is not the right person for you, or it's not the right time for you to commit, or there's another reason that you'd like to break up, you can make the breakup easy and painless by using your Wicca magic tools. This magic charm will get rid of any unwanted lovers in 9 days. It's called the Shipwrecked Bottle Charm, and all you need are a few simple ingredients. You'll need a piece of cloth from the person you want to break up with. Usually a piece of clothing will do. You'll need a clean, empty glass bottle, a piece of brown paper, and 1 teaspoon each of salt, red pepper, and sulfur powder. Cut a small strip from the sock, t-shirt, underwear, or whatever article of clothing you choose. Now, although it might sound a bit gross, your spell can be more effective if the item of clothing in question is unwashed. Put the clothing scrap into the bottle and get rid of whatever's left of the clothing. Be sure to get it out of your house. This is very important. Now, on the piece of brown paper, write your lover's name and the name of a remote, faraway place. Think somewhere on the other side of the world from where you are. Draw a circle around both names, the place and the person. Add the paper to the bottle, then add the spices to the bottle too. Seal the bottle and let it rest in a quiet, lonely, dark spot for 9 days, somewhere within your home. After the 9 days are up, toss the bottle into a stream, river, or other running body of water. It must be a moving body of water, because again, the point of this is to move the person away from you. Walk away and do not look back. This will get rid of your unwanted lover in 9 days or less. Now, what happens if you performed a love spell, but suddenly you're regretting it? Maybe your lover is different than what you expected, or you suddenly met someone else, or maybe you just like to be single for a while. Don't worry. You can reverse your love spells with this very easy reversal spell. It's very important to have and to know, just in case. To reverse any love spell, choose a night when the moon is waning or getting smaller. Write your name and the name of the object of your love spell on the side of a white, votive candle. Now, make sure your intentions are very clear. You don't want to be wishy-washy with this. Take a few drops of the oil of myrrh, that's myrrh, and anoint the candle. Light the candle and say, "I burn this candle as a token of the spell that binds our love. Let this magic now be broken by the power of the gods above. Let the candle burn itself out completely. After all the leftover wax has cooled and hardened, wrap it in a piece of white cloth. Silk is best, but any natural fiber like linen or cotton will do. Tie it tightly with a white ribbon. Throw it into a body of water. It must be running, a stream, river, or the sea. Walk away and do not look back. This will break the bonds of magic that you have performed with your lover, the magic you have formed which created that bond, and it will leave you free from any magical entanglement, enchantment, or obligation. Just like spells to attract love, breaking your love spell should not be taken lightly. Think carefully about the consequences of breaking your love spell before you perform it. Remember that you have incredible power. Be sure to use it wisely. Now we come to the spells that I hope you will never need to use, broken heart spells. Magic is a great source of healing, and you can use Wicca and magic to heal yourself from any kind of emotional pain. Let these magic, ancient spells soothe and repair the damage of a broken heart, and trust that you will soon find a new love. Time, of course, heals all wounds, but magic can definitely speed up the process. So here is a very special potion with very special healing powers for your broken heart, if you should ever need it. To prepare this potion, you will need balm of gilead buds, red wine, and a few drops of botch rescue remedy, or honeysuckle flower essence. Both can be found at a local health food store or online. Here's how it works. Steep the balm of guild lead buds in the wine overnight. Just before drinking, add 4 drops of the honeysuckle or 4 drops of the rescue remedy. At the sight of a new moon, drink the wine and toast yourself and all the wonderful things that make you unique and special. You can repeat this ritual every night until you begin to feel better. Just make sure you are drinking no more than a small glass at a time, as the herbs and wine make a very potent combination. Along with this healing potion, you can use a special combination of herbs and scents to pamper yourself with the healing waters of a bath. As you run your warm bath, blend together a few drops of rose oil, sandalwood oil, with a tablespoon of sweet almond oil. All things are readily available at your local store or online. Add this to your bath water. Sprinkle your tub with white rose petals, light some candles, and dim the lights. Have your mind set on healing, light, love, and great positive energy. Sink into the warm bath and feel all your hurt and tension just drain away. It may not seem like traditional magic, but ritual bathing is an important part of Wicca practice. Many witches will bathe before performing spells to spiritually cleanse and prepare themselves. Take a bath to calm the mind and body. And taking a bath helps you gather the energy needed to perform a spell. So think of this bath as a magical cleansing, using the powerful herbs to shed all traces of your past relationship. Just imagine that you are scrubbing it right off your skin, and it's going right down the drain, never to trouble you again. While this bath might not seem magical, it's actually a powerful, powerful cleansing ritual to help heal your broken heart. Enjoy it and let it heal yours. What happens when you are in love with someone who doesn't feel the same way? What can you do when your love is unrequited? It can be an agonizing and painful to realize that the person you are in love with doesn't return these feelings. You might even want to try a love spell to force them to love you, but please remember the warnings that I have given you earlier and heed them for your own safety and well-being. Doing such a thing would be seriously messing with free will. If it's truly meant to be, your relationship will happen. If not, then you can use your magical tools to help ease your pain and move on. So here is a spell to ease the pain of unrequited love. You will need a handful of dried vervain. You can get this herb in occult stores or buy it online. Light a fire in a fireplace on a night when the moon is waning. If you don't have a fireplace, remember your pot that you use for spells will do, or an outdoor bonfire, something safe. The waning moon symbolizes love that is fading and diminishing. Cast a handful of the dried vervain into the dancing flames. As it burns, feel your pain ease and your feelings of passion grow quieter. This will help calm your mind and help you recover from unrequited love. Although unrequited love can be very painful to experience, just know that you have a deep, immense power within you to heal, and this powerful strength can get you through any challenge and help you overcome any obstacle. Let your magical tools unleash this power and guide you to a better place, where you will find new love and many new opportunities to grow and find happiness. So far, we have learned many useful spells. How to get your lover back, how to add passion and sex to your relationship, steamy heat, how to get out of a relationship that's not working, how to get rid of an unwanted lover, and how to heal a broken heart. All of these spells are extremely powerful, and of course, because you are dealing with love, the effects may be somewhat unexpected, so be prepared. Just make sure that your spells harm none and that you follow the directions for performing spells very carefully and that you have a deep concentration and focus when doing spells. And you'll be amazed at the results. You will know that you can work your will through magic and truly get whatever you want by using these simple spells. In the next lesson, I'm about to reveal the most powerful spells for prosperity and success. So get ready for some more amazing Wicca secrets.